Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. Again, we want to thank you for your son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We pray, God, you'd help us to share that with others. We pray, God, for your wisdom, that we would be blessed with that today and throughout our days, that we'd be able to make decisions pleasing to you, God. We pray, God, for those that we know that need your helping hand, your healing hand, and your comforting hand, and know several situations here that and I'm sure each and every one does. We just pray that you be with those and know that you are in control of all those things. We pray, God, that you just be with our nation. Just lift them up and pray that you would be the leaders there. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. White, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, August 14, 2017, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? I have a presentation of certificate of heroism, and I have a certificate here for Mr. Scott West for your act of heroism and being honored today because of your conduct on July 21st, 2017. Not only exhibited courage, daring, skill, and self-sacrifice, but ultimately helped save the life of Amanda Pritchard. The commission here wants to, we're here to award you this, and I'm honored that you stepped up and saved that little girl's life. It's a privilege to be here with you. Yeah. Monthly budget report.
You guys probably got this in a little bit different form this time, and then I had some people request to have it in the same form, so you probably got the budget or budget sheets where they can start working on the 18. It actually had the actuals in there, but then I had some people who weren't used to that format and wanted the other one. So do you guys have any questions first? Well, at the end of July, we were down in general county revenue over $1 million, and we are very fortunate financially to be able to do that and continue to operate because we have a fine fund balance there that we can work with. Most all of the other funds, the major funds, were up. Our sales tax has been up. We just got to figure out somehow or another to that we can cut some expenses in general county revenue or find out a way that we can have more revenue in that particular fund fairly quickly anyway. So.
Our sales tax has been up. Do you feel it's following up large enough to go with what we budgeted? Because we did budget increase in sales tax.
That's, I'm glad you asked the question. It's a hard thing to guess at, but looking at where we were last year, looking at what I estimate that we might get in the last 3 to 4 months, I do not believe we will make the $8 million that we actually projected. I think we will be 7.8, 7.9. I think that we'll end up the year up, but I'm not sure that we'll be up to, as quite as much as what we thought we would. And that's one of the reasons that our fund balance may be down a little bit more. We were thinking that we'd have more sales tax increase than what we have right now.
What did we? I'd have to pull it up. What did we?
$8 million.
How much of an increase is percentage-wise?
Percentage-wise, I don't remember, Brandon. I don't think we chose a percentage. I think we started talking about percentage, and then when we got finished, we decided that $8 million would be a good estimate, and that was the number that was put in our budget anyway.
Did we have 7.8?
Last year, 7.7 something, I think.
Seven.
Yeah. It's, yeah, 7.7 to change,
budgeted,
maybe 7.
I'd have to look, but I think we budgeted like 7.8. million, and we got 7.7. We missed it by like,
yeah, it was real close last year,
dollars or something. And I think you gave the same last year. You said the exact same. Well, we're not even gonna get close to that 7.8, and we missed it by 15,000.
I don't know how you can remember that. I can't remember it, but that's okay.
Hopefully.
Well,
be wrong again. And
I hope that, but I guess realistically, looking at it, I have to make that projection, and it may change, and in December it may be fine, but right now I can't.
What was our sales tax for? I thought we were up like 5.5-6% overall.
Five point something we are over the year before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what will happen. That's the sales tax itself is not very easy to project. It over the annual basis it seems like it's maybe easier than it is on a quarterly basis. So you may be right. We may be at $8 million. If we are, that's great. Even if we are, I'm still concerned that we need. Last year we spent deficit $700,000. My goal again this year was to turn that around. Right now, I'm afraid that may not be going to happen. I hope it will, but I'm afraid it may not. We've had some things that have kind of hit us hard. We didn't expect to see, and or at least I wasn't expecting to see them. If you guys were, I didn't. I wasn't made aware of it.
Well, our recent expense is beyond our control. It's
mm-hmm.
something that happened over the years, and it's got to be corrected.
Mm-hmm. And expenses like that that could be classified as capital improvements do not bother. So if we took that particular expense out and still were less than $700,000, I would say, well, we're on the right track. We're not there yet, but we're on the right track.
Well, the other thing is the increase, during budget time, I looked all this stuff up. Once the increase in our insurance was pretty much that $500,000 to $700,000 range just in our increase, just from whenever I took office 5.5 years ago.
I think you're talking health insurance, right?
Yes.
And that's one thing I did.
I think that's where the main increase has been.
One thing I looked at when I was looking at
it.
One thing I looked at as I was looking at this, we have usually late in the year we have our actual property and casualty insurance and stuff like that, which is a pretty big expense. And I know that we're looking at maybe seeing if we can save some money there by going out to bid on that or something. But that's a big expense that we haven't got in yet. The biggest expense is, like you said, our employees and their benefits are what we spend most of our money on.
Just for We're up 5.165%, which is equates to about $240,000 increase over last year's sales tax year to date. The problem is I think the DOR, they just pretty much just get to it when they get to it. So
yeah, that's what makes it so hard to predict.
As far as on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we don't know which businesses report monthly, which businesses report quarterly, which businesses report annually, which makes a lot of difference too.
Right.
I don't believe you can report annually anymore on sales tax. Is it monthly, quarterly, or bi-weekly?
If you were opening a brand new business, they might let you go on an annual basis if you.
I don't believe so.
I don't know. I know the last time I filed that way, I did. They put me on an annual basis.
Anyway.
And you made transfers?
I did. Now, what I read did not include the transfers. The transfers, I ran one of those. If you want to see that, the transfers made about $300,000 difference to the General County Revenue Fund. And that's something we'll have to look at. I know a couple of you have already looked at that. We, as the General County Revenue, the administrative offices do a lot of work for the other funds. And we... knowing that our costs are our employees and the work that they do, we may need to be charging those other funds more for those administrative fees. But it made about $300,000 difference. So when you put those in there, Mike, the actual amount that the general county debt was down was just right at $1,050,000. And I have a copy of that if you want that.
I've got a copy of it.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't.
No, I would like to just point out, was it last 2 weeks ago that Andy Marmaget was here? So the silver lining in all this is he said that he would like to see a 15% to 20%, again, I don't remember what he said, was it 20% in the fund balance, and we've got a 60% in the fund balance, or... Anyways, so it was...
We have much larger fund balance in Durham, Kevin, than most counties, and then that we should be expected to hold.
And we need to be a good stewards of it.
Oh, for sure.
But it does allow us to do the things, fixing the garage, providing the things that we need to provide for the county.
And I agree with you. And that's one thing I said, if we take those out and we turn around, that's fine. But we have to get to the point where our everyday operational expenses are less or equal to our, hopefully less or equal to our revenues. That's what we should be shooting for.
If that reserve is spent on capital improvement that makes our expense less, like improving the...
Hopefully, yes.
Cut down our utility bills eventually, items like that, then that would be good. If it's spent on daily expenses that we're going to have every year, then down the road we'll have issues. So we need to, in my opinion, be conservative now.
I appreciate the attitude of all of you three, and most of my elected officials have the same attitude. So, you know, people are, if the public wants to look and talk with me about it, I will tell you that we are pretty good stewards of your money. So.
I think the audit kind of tells that too.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Approval of accounts payable. Sheila has one that she's going to...
What number is that one, Sheila? Do you know?
It's not written right here. 446-231.
So I'd move to approve accounts payable for 446, checks number 446-222, for 446-230, 446-232 through 446-268, warrants 6827 through 6827, and two journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 446-231.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.